This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Top aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have begun talks with a group of moderate Senate Republicans and Democrats on Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The talks come as Biden faces increasing headwinds in his effort to win bipartisan backing for the initial legislative effort of his presidency. Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits. Those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands each day and costing more jobs. One key Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said afterwards she would reconvene a bipartisan group to focus on a more targeted package. Two White House officials say President Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order. They also confirmed that South Africa will be added to the list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is effectively reversing an order from President Donald Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions. Rioters have set blazes in the center of the southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at a banned demonstration against coronavirus lockdown measures. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used water cannon to disperse a crowd there. This is VOA News. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of the U.S. Congress as the second trial of former President Donald Trump nears. That's according to a U.S. official briefed on the matter who spoke to the Associated Press Sunday. Part of the concern is ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concern armed protesters could return to the Capitol have prompted federal law enforcement officials to insist that the thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington in the coming weeks. Trump's Senate trial on a charge of inciting a violent insurrection is set to begin the week of February 8th. The center-right incumbent candidate has won a resounding victory in Portugal's presidential elections. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa captured 61% of the vote Sunday to serve a final five-year term. He had widely been expected to win. He devoted much of his victory speech to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts went to its victims, and he promised to work for an economic recovery once it was over. The socialist candidate, Ana Gomes, came within a second with 13%, but close behind in third was Andre Ventura, a newly arrived right-wing populist whose 12% was a stunning development. Such a showing for Ventura would have been unthinkable until recently and sent a shudder through the Portuguese politics. Israel announced the opening of an embassy in the United Arab Emirates Sunday, just over 4 months after signing an agreement to normalize relations with the Arab Gulf monarchy. Israeli authorities said that their embassy, which is housed in temporary offices, will promote the full spectrum of relations between the two countries. Israel has announced in recent months agreements to normalize its relations with four Arab countries. That's the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, under the sponsorship of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The Kremlin on Sunday accused the United States of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs and downplayed the scale of this weekend's protest, even when tens of thousands rallied in support of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. More than 3,500 demonstrators were detained in protests across the country Saturday and several injured in clashes with police in Moscow following Navalny's call to rally against the Russian President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.